WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Republicans are clinging to razor-thin leads in all three of the Virginia House races that are still up in the air. Provisional ballot counts are now complete in all three of those contests, including one in Stafford County, where Democrat Joshua Cole has now filed a lawsuit demanding that 55 rejected provisional ballots be counted.
For me, the biggest push was, you know, we don't know which way those provisional votes would have went. You know, they all could have went to my opponent. The same thing with the 55 provisional ballots. They all could go to my opponent. That's not the problem for me is not who gets them. The problem is making sure that these people's voices were able to be heard.
In that race, Republican Bob Thomas has an 82-vote lead currently over Cole. Could Democratic Governor-elect Ralph Northam take control of the General Assembly away from Republicans? That's what some Virginia Republicans fear, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The paper reports that some GOP leaders fear that Northam could offer lucrative jobs in his administration to Republican lawmakers that they couldn't refuse in an effort to then replace them with Democrats and swing control away from the Republican Party. Roy Moore is vowing to stay in the race for Senate from Alabama, despite losing support from almost all national Republicans.
Now that President Trump is back in the United States, he'll be pressed about whether he supports Roy Moore's troubled candidacy. The president had originally supported interim Senator Luther Strange in the GOP primary. Moore met with supporters last night in Jackson, Alabama, seeking out evangelical support by casting it as a fight against evil.
Obviously, I've made a few people mad. I'm the only one that can unite Democrats and Republicans. Because I said you'd be opposed by both. And now they're together to try to keep me from going to Washington.
One of them, Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, is hoping for some kind of write-in Republican scenario. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Prince George's County has some new regulations for where those medical marijuana dispensaries can set up shop.
People came to testify on both sides in Prince George's County. Some don't care where new medical marijuana dispensaries go. Others say they should stay far away from places like schools and churches. Maryland State Delegate Aisha Braveboy voted to make medical marijuana legal.
However, I also fought hard to preserve local zoning control.
The Prince George's County Council has decided they can be placed 300 feet from residential neighborhoods and 500 feet from a school or daycare center. Councilmember Mary Lehman.
These facilities will not be on every street corner. Two per state legislative district.
Churches can only qualify for the new zoning if they have a daycare or after school program in place. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Craft beer fans have a new destination to look at. Fairfax County.
Craft beer focuses on tourism and agriculture.
And officials all over the place have been going out of the way to try to attract them. But when Casey Jones wanted to open up a craft brewery in Fairfax County, he found out it was against the law.
The biggest challenge was the zoning code did not list craft brewery.
The Board of Supervisors changed that last March. Now Fairfax is home to five craft breweries, including Jones Fairwinds Brewing in Lorton.
What we're supportive of is more breweries coming into the area to give us a high enough concentration so that we could really have an honest-to-God Fairfax brew trail like Loudon County House.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,409, the NASDAQ at 67,38. Sports, the Caps take a loss in Nashville. College basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards face the Heat in Miami tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway crash. Outer loop in Silver Spring. George Avenue to the shoulder. Very stop and go. Slow here to get you through. 95 delays just as you pass the ICC. A lot of volume delays. Heavier than most normal mornings here. Connecticut Avenue watching you closely coming south. Well before the Beltway coming out of Kensington. And looking at delays most of the way down to East-West Highway. They're watching the signal lights there. Also looking to see if there's anything blocking south on Connecticut Avenue. 270 southbound Clarksburg onto the 270 spur at the minor crash that was along the way. 370 to the shoulder. Virginia, it's been a tough go and it continues to be until we can flush out these delays out of Dumfries to Newington. Main lines of 95. The express lanes had the crash. In fact, there were two as you approach near the Prince William Parkway and Lorton. They have both been cleared. For the 395 trek through Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge and hang on into town 295 North. The ramp to Kenilworth or to Eastern Avenue remains closed with police investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a few clouds in this morning. They're high clouds on the chilly side, becoming mostly cloudy later, but dry for the drive home, 52. Tonight down to 45, some rain showers after midnight. Those showers quickly go east with a front. Partly cloudy, a little milder tomorrow, and fairly breezy to windy. High of 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Alexandria, 29 in Kensington, 37 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Has there been a coup in Zimbabwe? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up this morning at 8:15, Sergeant Eric Powell. He's with Fairfax Animal Protection Police, and he's going to talk about how they're clearing all those deer out with the AR-15s. That's coming up in a few minutes. You're going to hear about that. And then Brian McNichol at 8:35 this morning. He's a softball coach. Just one of those guys who wants to coach a softball team, wants to play on the National Mall, and the National Park Service wants to take it all away from you. Slayers of fun.
Going to take the ball and take it home.
Yeah, you're going to be mopey with your glove. Anyway, so we'll talk about that this morning. All ahead, Vince Colonna is here with Mary Walter.
Can be one thing and one thing only. It is time for your daily Roy Moore update because you need one because there's always Roy Moore news because he's the latest bright shiny object that we're going to talk about. All right. So Sean Hannity, now you know a lot of Republicans have come out and say that he should resign. The latest is Jeff Flake, who's resigned himself and he's not coming back. And he said that he would vote for a Democrat over Roy Moore. He said if there was a choice between Roy Moore and a Democrat, he said a Democrat for sure. I would literally, if I were in Alabama, I would run to the polling place to vote for the Democrat. And he also says that he would back a move to have Moore expelled from the U.S. Senate if Moore wins the election. He said, I don't think it will get to that, but if it does, yes. But even if Roy Moore does step aside and quit the race, Alabama election law does not allow for the Republican Party to replace the candidate this late in the race. So the idea of pulling Moore and putting Jeff Sessions in doesn't work.
Well, unless you mount a write-in candidacy.
Exactly. That's the only way they can do that. But you can't officially pull Moore out and put a different candidate in.
Yeah, but we've seen write-in candidacies work before. We saw it in Alaska. So, I mean, it is possible. And Jeff Sessions, I mean, I'm pretty sure in Alabama it goes Nick Saban, Jeff Sessions, Roy Moore in terms of popularity. So, you know, Sessions would be the type of guy who could actually win a write-in campaign.
It is a dicey strategy. Now Sean Hannity came out on his show and He had been a supporter. Remember, there was a whole boycott. Remember, Keurig was at the middle of it because the left was very upset with what Sean Hannity had to say about Roy Moore. And so you had five different advertisers say they were going to pull their advertising because the left launched a Twitter campaign. And then Hannity's supporters launched a counter campaign. And then Sean came in and called a ceasefire and said, look, you don't want to hurt the employees of these companies. Well, last night on his show, Hannity had a little bit of a break here. He's breaking with Roy Moore.
Between this interview that I did and the inconsistent answers, between him saying, I never knew this girl, and then that yearbook comes out. For me, the judge has 24 hours. You must immediately and fully come up with a satisfactory explanation for your inconsistencies that I just showed. You must remove any doubt. If you can't do this, then Judge Moore needs to get out of this race. This country has way too many issues and problems. The American people deserve 100% truth and honesty.
So, which I find interesting, this happened, what, 35 years ago? Yet, when we were discussing Bill Clinton's alleged misdeeds, we were told by Dan Rather, that, you know, it was a long time ago.
I guess that's sort of the point. The delaying factor is this unfair? Are the Republicans treated differently than Democrats? Yes. Yeah, yes is absolutely the answer to that question. But on the issue of Roy Moore and especially Sean Hannity, remember Hannity interviewed him on his radio show a couple days ago.
Yes.
And he asked pretty explicit questions about whether or not Moore had conducted relationships with young girls. And I'm sorry, I don't have the quote in front of me. I realize it's important to have that. But the concept was he kind of gave answers that were like, that wasn't my focus, you know, that kind of thing. And it wasn't a clear answer of, no, I've never dated a girl younger than 18. It was like, that wasn't my specific, you know, I was like, well, you know, it wasn't my habit. I think that was the phrase. It wasn't my habit.
But we know. But here's the thing is we're going to try him in the court of public opinion and B, by today's standards. Now, 40 years ago, we know that one of the girls, one of the women now who has come out and say, yeah, I had a really, you know, Roy Moore pursued me. And she said she dated him for 2 months, didn't go beyond kissing. She was 17 at the time. She said her mother encouraged it. Her mother said, if you can date Roy Moore, that's great, because he was a local boy, done good. He was successful. And apparently mom didn't think that age difference was a stumbling block. Now, you know, is that harassment if mom gave her blessing? I don't know that it is. By today's standards, you look at that and you go, a 30-year-old with a 17-year-old, wait a minute, that's probably not right. But at the time, the mom, this woman even came out and said, yeah, my mom was okay with it. You know, mom gave her blessing. So Roy Moore now was at a church conference in Jackson, Alabama, and he addressed what is going on with him.
Why do you think they're giving me this trouble? Why do you think I'm being harassed by media and by people pushing for allegations in the last 28 days of this election, last 30 days it began? After 40-something years of fighting this battle, I'm now facing allegations. And that's all the press want to talk about. But I want to talk about the issues. I want to talk about where this country's going. And if we don't come back to God, we're not going anywhere. What I want to talk to the young people about, and the people, you out here, is about what kind of battle this is. This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Now, but in Alabama, that type of speech and that type of appeal probably plays very widely. The media piling on him strikes a chord with them because they don't trust the media. We know that. There are many who have said that they questioned the timing of this. Why now? Why after you can't put anybody else in the ballot, suddenly these allegations come to light? Why Gloria Allred? You know, why all now? Why is the RNC pulling support? We find out that the RNC is dropped out of a joint fundraising agreement with Moore's campaign. They've pulled their field staffers. You've got Ryan and McConnell asking him to step down. And the people in Alabama, and not just Alabama, but elsewhere, saying, well, they're all establishment. They don't want him because he's anti-establishment.
By the way, Hannity had asked, just to clarify what this was, Hannity had asked whether or not he had dated girls in their as teenagers. And when he was in his 30s, did you date teenagers? And he said, quote, not generally, comma, no. Not generally, no. So Again, he's leaving unfortunate wiggle room for a guy who's being accused of having dated teenagers as a 30-year-old man, or in the initial allegation, a 32-year-old man. So that's where the kind of his answers to Hannity weren't clear enough, and I think Sean decided, you know what? Give the public clear answers on this or jump out of the race, man.
And very quickly, the Gateway Pundit is saying they put this his signature in this yearbook up to a handwriting analyst who said that the signature compared to other Roy Moore signatures is not the same. But, you know, your handwriting, I think, changes as you get older.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my breath on that one.
And also, he signed it DA, but at the time he was the DDA. He was the deputy district attorney, not the district attorney at the time. And they're also saying the sevens look different, which they do. But so who knows? But he's being tried in the court of public opinion, like it or not. Yeah,
I'm glad to see all these handwriting analysts exploding all over the place. 8:15 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
All right. Busy morning and a lot of volume delays here. 270 now, complicated crash reported as you head through Germantown past 118 near Middlebrook Road. So we already had delays Clarksburg heading into Rockville. So just keep alert as you're in that stop and go. You're coming upon the 118 for a response. Now, on the Beltway Outer Loop, Georgia Avenue, the crash was cleared to the shoulder overall from 95 to 270 at that stop and go. Now, Connecticut Avenue, slower than normal. They've been keeping an eye on southbound Connecticut Avenue, which was bunched up down to the light at 410, the east-west highway. 66, the ride in from the west through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, Nutley Street, all along that stretch with the heavy stop and go. 95 got hit hard this morning with incidents in the main and express lanes. Overall now from Dumfries through to Woodbridge, the main line slow. Express lanes are improving the closer you get to Lorton, scene of the crash. Now 295 north, leaving the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge hung up. Beyond, if you're continuing 295 north, the exit to Eastern Avenue, that was still closed due to police investigation. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy this morning and then becoming cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 52 degrees tonight. Cloudy skies early, then off and on rain showers overnight. A low near 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 57. Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VDOT Easy Pass.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
All right. Joining us now, Sergeant Eric Powell, who's of the Animal Protection Police with the Fairfax County Police Department. Sergeant, nice to have you this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
We want to talk about something that's caught the community's attention, which is that some parks in Fairfax County, your team is clearing out an abundance of deer using AR-15s. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. We've been doing sharpshooting in Fairfax County now for 20 years. And over the past 4 years, we've actually implemented the AR-15 platform to assist us with this program.
Okay, so why is the AR-15 an effective rifle for this?
Basically, what we use is a specially modified AR-15 for this purpose. They're more accurate than a normal AR-15. The ammunition that we use is designed to fragment on impact, which significantly reduces the likelihood of any ricochets or pass-throughs. We implemented this the AR-15 platform after we consulted with wildlife professionals who specialize in sharpshooting to address the safety and animal welfare concerns that we were getting from the community 4 years ago. Our current protocol, for shot placement was delivered to align with the standards of the humane euthanasia by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Okay, does this also serve the purpose of assisting your sharpshooters in sort of, training as well, using deer calling as an opportunity for that?
They do. I mean, all of our, the best safety aspect we have for this program is our shooters. They're all senior members of the Fairfax County Police Department and our firearms training unit. They've all successfully passed the county's SWAT sniper school. And our two lead sharpshooters actually attended a course. It's called Shooting in Sensitive Areas, which is specifically for shooting in this type of environment for deer management. And and they in turn have trained our additional shooters.
Oh, I'd like to play some audio for you. This is a resident of Alexandria, Nancy Schenig, who spoke to News 4 about her concerns about the police shooting at these deer near homes. Listen to this.
Okay.
Even though the police say that they shoot down and it's supposed to be safe, we just feel that you can't ever rule out weapons malfunction or human error.
What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, our program adheres to a strict safety protocol. And again, it's conducted by trained law enforcement officers who have the resume that I mentioned earlier. We use, that specialize in training in urban deer management sharpshooting operations. The safety protocols that we have in place, we shoot from an elevated tree stand. All of our shots are taken, less than 50 yards in open. Prior to taking these shots, the shooters utilize devices to make sure that the area is totally...
Sir, you broke up just a little bit there. You said prior to taking those shots, you utilize what?
We utilize a handheld thermal imaging device, and they ensure that the area is clear of any type of human beings or dogs or smaller animals. And then on the weapons itself, they have a specialized thermal imaging scope that they identify their target and then take the shot when it's safe to do so. All of this is done, even though we are in proximity to residential areas, a lot of the parks that we do this in are small. We ensure that the stand placements and the shots that we're taking have, 200 to 300 yards of heavy wooded areas or embankments, or we use the natural environment around us to make sure that these safe shots are safe.
Has anyone ever been harmed in this process over the years you've been doing it?
No, this program has an excellent safety record. There's been no injuries or safety incidents with park patrons, neighbors, or their pets.
So why suddenly are people concerned about this?
Honestly, I think it's because AR-15 is the current buzzword in the state of the world today. But what people don't understand is we've been, jurisdictions, not just our own, but other jurisdictions in the surrounding area, they've been using rifles to cull deer for, like I said, up to 20 years now.
Is the AR-15 the most effective weapon? If you had a dream weapon for doing this, what is it?
For what we do, I think the AR-15 is the best weapon. It's not the only weapon that we use.
Right.
We've also utilized a bolt action sniper rifle with the 308.
Yes.
But for the areas that we do it in, the smaller parks, I think the AR-15 is the best weapon to use because it's more accurate, it's more safe.
Yes.
And then coupled with the ammunition that we use, just makes us a very safe program.
Well, can I ask you, I want to ask you about that ammunition. I know in some states they actually ban AR-15s for use in deer hunting because the .223 is not strong enough in terms of stopping power. In some cases, the deer can actually run off and be injured, and that's obviously not humane. What kind of caliber are you using?
We're using a .223, a VMAX 55 grain Hornaday bullet, which is intended to fragment on impact. And where we take our shots, and which is typically a headshot, basically euthanizes the animal immediately, which again follows us in the guidelines of the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Yep, that'll do it. That's for sure. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Sergeant Eric Powell of the Animal Protection Police with the Fairfax County Police Department giving us some clarity on that program this morning. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great day.
You too. 8:23 now on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, recently I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. They asked me, would you like to drive the ATS for a couple days? And I, without hesitation, I answered yes and dove in the car and drove off. You should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time driving around in sport mode, and I felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business, and believe me, it's not a hard sell. These cars are gorgeous, luxurious, powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that is the way to go. Definitely check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. Boy, this rush hour not giving up, so patience, everybody. Let's start Arlington 50. Arlington Boulevard as you're coming inbound. Crashes after North Glebe Road. You're slowly getting by. Also, not only slowing 50, but both north and southbound side of Glebe Road hung up as well. Virginia 95, northbound, trying to make a recovery. Still, though, main lines out of Dumfries to Woodbridge, bunched up. Looks like we have a crash reported now in the backups. We had two incidents in the HOV lane, so we had a little bit of extra volume there still remaining. On 66, eastbound, coming in from, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. Heavy. An unusual problem, though, is now going westbound. This is going to be farther west. After 15, after past Haymarket, serious crash reported with an overturn. Looks like they've stopped the 66 westbound lane. So if you're heading into the plains, that's the problem there. Avoid if you can. On 270 south, heading into Germantown, the crash is after 118. Beyond that, then you'll hit delays before you even get into Rockville to the spur. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances go up tonight. Not a bunch of rain with approaching front, but some. 52 this afternoon, becoming cloudy. Overnight tonight, 45. Rain showers after midnight. Then we'll brighten it up again on Thursday. Partly cloudy. Windy at times, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
The temperature's creeping up. 40 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. Help me keep my crews busy before winter arrives, and I'll help you save big on your new roof. Right now with Valor's Veterans Day sale, through the end of November, when you buy shingles for the front side of your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the back side completely free. All you pay for is the labor. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go towards our Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent Raise a Roof recipient, retired Major Randall Short of the United States Army. And hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. All new tonight. 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be talking to a softball coach, Brian McNichol. He wants to just lead his softball team to championships, and he can't do it if the National Park Service bans him from playing near the Washington Monument. How dare they? All ahead, 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Republican candidates continue to hold their leads in all three remaining undecided Virginia House of Delegates contests from last week. This after completion of provisional ballot counts in those three races, including one in Stafford County, where the Democrat, Joshua Cole, has now filed a lawsuit demanding that 55 provisional ballots that were rejected be counted.
There are 55 voices that are being muffled. Like I said, I don't know. All 55, for all I know, could go to my opponent. That's not what we're arguing, whether I'm going to win or lose. The arguing is making sure those voices are heard.
Cole trails Republican Bob Thomas by 82 votes. Republican leaders in the Senate are now talking about repealing the Obamacare individual mandate as part of the tax reform effort.
Senate Republicans, they are now announcing they're trying to get two of their top legislative agenda items done in the same bill. That is tax cuts and health care. Now, previously, they resisted this. They feared that this toxic debate over health care would derail the process, but really desperate to get something done before Christmas, they're now willing to take their chances.
Correspondence was on Malvo. Republican leaders believe their last best shot at getting Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore to step aside may be President Trump, who's just back from his Asia trip. They hope he can persuade Moore to get out of the race. A new poll finds that Larry Hogan is as popular as ever in Maryland, while President Trump's approval numbers in the state continue to languish. The poll, taken before last week's Democratic victories in Virginia and elsewhere, gives Hogan an approval number of 67%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,409, the NASDAQ at 67,38. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Predators win their fifth in a row at the expense of the Capitals. College basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards are in Miami tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877, Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 commuters. If your early morning trek here takes you out west, out toward Haymarket, listen carefully. You want to avoid a medevac helicopter on the ground. 66 westbound the side of the crash after Route 15 Haymarket, but before 245 the planes. That is shut down in each direction. They closed the eastbound lanes too with the medevac helicopter on the ground, 66 out in the Haymarket area. Now, eastbound, we have our morning rush hour still quite heavy. Stop and go Manassas toward Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. Now, seeing a little bit of volume each direction through Falls Church, bunched up across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, gives the George Washington Parkway southbound still the slow, heavy commute. We'll go topside of the Maryland Beltway, stalled car, and then a crash between 95 and George Avenue. The pressure still on. Connecticut Avenue, southbound before the Beltway, down the east-west highway, stop and go 270. The crash had been south bound before Montgomery Village Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures rising today to the low 50s as we go on through the day. Mostly cloudy and rain showers later tonight, 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow. West-northwesterly wind up to 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Herndon, 36 in La Plata, 40 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM. Well, good morning. Back on Mornings of the Mall. Joining us now, Brian McNichol. He's with Accuracy and Media. But importantly, Brian, you are a longtime softball coach, coaching in all these field leagues here in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So I want to ask you, this is actually something really interesting going on with softball playing, because the National Park Service wants to ban it from the Washington Monument grounds. It looks like almost all the way, from the Capitol to the Washington Monument, they're looking at maybe getting rid of sports and activities on the fields there. First of all, my guess is you're not for that.
I am not for that. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that really brings Washington together in a bipartisan way. Like our opponents were, I coached at the Heritage Foundation and on Capitol Hill, and, you know, we were playing our ideological opponents a lot, and, you know, but a good time was had by all. It's a great Washington thing that would be dying if this happened.
Right, and you wouldn't be able to bring a beat down to the Center for American Progress if you don't have a field to play on. So tell me about the status. This is one of the things that, like, you know, only coaches in softball in Washington, D.C. would know. Tell me about the status of, like, available green space to be able to play softball.
So there are lots. There's probably about 12, 15 fields on each side, so a total of about 20, 25 fields probably between the Capitol and the Mall and that part of it. There's also some fields on the other side of the Washington Monument. But those are what generally happens is that's one of the jobs of Southern summer interns. When you have a game on a Tuesday, like Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you take some interns down there and they camp on your field. And it's, you know, those are highly contested fields. So, you know, then you know, when work ends, people come down and warm up, and about 6 o'clock they play, and they play till dark, and then, you know, beers are drank, stories are told.
What do you say to people who say, well, you know what, listen, it costs a lot to maintain the grass, to maintain the turf, keep it in good condition, and, you know, with the cut in money from the budget, maybe you guys, would you guys volunteer or did you go down and do that as part of, if you could keep the fields open?
Yeah, I think that a reasonable fee for, you know, to cover what you do is possible. The problem is these are not, they're not really leagues. A lot of, you know, there are some leagues, like there's, you know, the college alumni people, that's kind of established league. But like ours was, you made matches sort of with your opponents. You know, we would get together with Brookings and find a date. We'd get together with Cap and find a date. So it's not like there's a league you could pool money through.
Yeah, and they're looking at, outside of banning softball on the National Mall property, they're looking at making it $70 for every two-hour block of time to reserve any of the other available fields, to include, I think, those baseball fields that are available that are controlled by the National Park Service. That seems kind of like an onerous fee structure, no?
That is. And it's, I mean, what's going to have to happen is, you know, people who, you know, and the people playing softball are not the highly paid executives, right? It's the 20, 30-somethings that are just starting out. And so you're going to have to pass the hat, I guess, every time. And then you have to pay in advance, so somebody has to put it up and hope they get it back. And, you know, you're imposing a big organizational function on, you know, very small organizations.
Now, I want, while we have you, I want to open this up too for comments. Have people give us their sense. Do you want the National Mall to be free of all athletics? Do you want athletics to stop entirely on the National Mall? Just leave it for tourists who want to, you know, occasionally walk across it, maybe have a picnic or something. Or do you think that, you know, our public parks should be able to be used for this exact type of activity, for sports, for recreation? Is that the point of a park? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now, we're talking with Brian McNichol. Brian, you've coached through the years a bunch of softball teams, including some championship ones. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
when it comes to these fields, I mean, how important is it to the Washington, D.C. experience to be able to play softball, you know, under the shadow of the monument?
It is, and I have to tell you, some of the most treasured pictures I have is like our team playing with the Capitol in the background, our team playing with the Washington Monument in the background, with the White House, you know. And it connects people to each other and to the Washington experience, you know. So we sort of learn, it's sort of a leavening process. It's a way that we can get together and see each other as, you know, not ideological enemies, but, you know, fellow people trying to get it right.
One of the problems with people who use the National Mall for almost any activity, many groups and organizations tend to leave trash behind. They kind of make the area worse than it was when they got there. In your experience, do the softball guys clean up?
We always have like infrastructure for cleanup. So, you know, if we bring drinks, we bring bags to put the empties in. We always leave it clean.
I think
that goes for virtually every softball team.
Is it just softball that's being played, or are there other sports that are also being played that maybe are harder on the turf than softball?
Down on the beyond the monument, you see a lot of cricket and football, kind of flag football, kickball, things like that.
Did you say cricket?
Vince and I are looking at each other cricket?
I've seen kickball and soccer. I didn't realize there was cricket being played. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we should ban some of this. Cricket? What do we do with cricket on the National Mall? Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of different sports being played there. And, yeah, I mean, look, it's grass. When people run around on it, it can be tough on the grass. Right. But the Park Service arguing, look, we just don't have the money for all this upkeep on this turf. But, you know, hell or high water, I'm kind of with you, Brian. I think it's the intent here should be, well, let's maintain this. This is, for many residents of Washington, D.C., this is a treasured pastime. Being able to play sports in the nation's capital in the shadow of some of the greatest buildings we have.
Right. In a bringing together activity, if there ever was one.
Right on. I'm with you here, Brian.
And a very uniquely D.C. thing to do.
All right, Brian McNichol with the world-famous Accuracy in Media, and more importantly, a championship-winning softball coach. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right, so where are you on all of this? Do you think that sports should be banned on the National Mall? Are you for killing fun? I'd love to talk to you. 888-630-9625. It's 844 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's take a swing over to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Boy, this rush hour has been painful for me, so I know for you sitting in these delays, it is tough. Let's go Maryland Beltway, Green Belt. Latest problem, this crash. However, there's now an arrow board on the Beltway for everyone's safety, so that's the better news. Inner Loop, as you come off of, say, 95 and through College Park, the crash is before 201 Kenilworth Avenue, really right in the center of the Beltway. Very precarious spot there. Top side from 95 and around to George Avenue slow. All right. I've been talking about Connecticut Avenue jammed as you come out of the Kensington area. So well before the Beltway. And then that extends inside the Beltway to 410 East-West Highway. They were looking at the lights. Now they did find a broken down car in the right lane. That could have been the culprit all along. 270 southbound near Montgomery Village Avenue had the crash. Pressure still on Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Stopped. Medevac helicopter on the ground. This is going to be 66 West, farther out in the Haymarket area. Don't want to commit past Route 15. The crash between 15 and the planes eastbound. They had to stop the lanes with the medevac as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances go up tonight. Not a bunch of rain with approaching front, but some. 52 this afternoon, becoming cloudy. Overnight tonight, 45. Rain showers after midnight. That will brighten it up again on Thursday. Partly cloudy. Windy at times, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, currently in the nation's capital, it's 40 degrees. 847 on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
There are few things more American or uniquely D.C. than playing a recreational sport in the shadow of the Washington Monument or the National Capitol Building. Unfortunately, this petition says, the National Park Service has proposed a ban on all sporting and recreational activity along the National Mall from 3rd to 17th Streets. The petition to keep sports on the National Mall, now reaching over 7,000 people, have signed it on change.org. What do you think? Let's go to Raj in Vienna, kicking us off this morning. Raj, good morning. Should people be able to play sports in the National Mall?
Freedom, let freedom ring. Thank you for pointing this out, bringing before all of us that freedom to associate, the freedom to enjoy. And we've got all the green spaces. And so I thank you both for what you're doing. I also might add that I have had many people who've autographed. I've autographed who don't know me. Uh-huh. And I know many people who sought my autograph who I haven't seen. I've signed many a yearbook, but I don't remember who was there.
Oh, I see. You're talking about Roy Moore.
Roy Moore.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you, Raj.
He's hitting more than one topic.
That's
good for him.
That's a call for the whole show. Thank you. Let's go to Bob. Bob in Upper Marlboro this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I think the mall is for all people, including a million-plus tourists that visit the Washington, D.C. every year.
Yes.
And they should ban sports in that.
Okay, Bob, unfortunately, your phone's breaking up, but from what I can hear, you said the mall should be for all people, for the many millions who visit each year, and they should ban sports on the National Mall. Gotcha. Let's go to somebody else here. Here's Richard in Chantilly, who's also against having sports on the mall. Good morning, Richard.
Yes, to me, this is what I hope would be an illustrative example to those people who are in the government. This is what us on the outside feel is, it's not so much an unfair advantage, it's just that they get to do things together, have a good time together. These are things that promote the federal government within the federal government, and it's what we don't like. Now, if can imagine them being paid to do this.
I see. So Richard's saying the people who benefit from this are the people we don't like. People who work in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Richard. Interesting point. 850 here on WML.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I'm going to give you a little trick to seem smarter when you write your next email. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Do you ever put a little smiley face in an email you write at work? Maybe a wink or a frown or something like that? Well, know this. A new Israeli study found that doing that can make you come across as incompetent. No joke. In contrast, the researchers said, face-to-face smiles can make you seem more attractive, sincere, trustworthy, and competent. Yes. So what gives? Well, the authors think there's an element of confusion here. Introducing informal emoticons into serious discussions at work. These lower perceptions of competence, and they also reduce the recipient's information-sharing behavior, they said, making it more difficult for people to effectively work together. So save those emojis, smileys, winks, or otherwise, for text messages if you want to be taken seriously at the office. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
It's an engaging conversation, and that's what we like to do here.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
I agree with you on that.
We're on the same page here.
I'm so glad I got the chance to hear you today.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, it's Washington. You never know who's listening.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Let's toast to my girlfriend for this incredible meal.
Gather around.
And I'd like to ask her an important question.
Are you asking me to...
Will you? Tell me, what kind of sausage is in this risotto?
I'm not sure what your intentions are with my daughter, but if you can't tell a Premio sausage from any other brand, we have a problem.
Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
8:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, still no movement on 66 out in the Haymarket area. So if your plan is to head out that way, hold on. And also you might want to divert here going west past 15. That's where everyone stopped with medevac helicopter at the scene of this crash with an overturned truck. Eastbound, they've stopped the lanes as well. Continuing eastbound, let's get you where we normally have our rush hour here. And we still do, in effect, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks just haven't released the pressure. Jammed over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We're still, the pressure is on 395 out of Shirlington to the 14th Street Bridge. 295 slows each direction to the crash on the freeway just past the 3rd Street Tunnel. So a little bit painful here. I know it's frustrating. Hang on, we have a broken down car and it's still giving us delays out of Kensington, Connecticut Avenue southbound. And this delay goes the whole way inside the Beltway to East-West Highway with one lane blocked. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a few clouds in this morning. They're high clouds on the chilly side, becoming mostly cloudy later, but dry for the drive home, 52. Tonight down to 45, some rain showers after midnight. Those showers quickly go east with a front, partly cloudy, a little milder tomorrow, and fairly breezy to windy. High of 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 41 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, would you spend $3,000 to improve your sex life? Many local women are. The hot new procedure ladies are calling life-changing. Plus, we're giving away $100 in Turkey Box. ABC7's Good Morning Washington, tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. The brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Prescriptions up to 10 times cheaper? Seven on Your Side exposes the drastic price differences in popular medications from store to store in our area. See how easy it is to find much lower prices for your prescriptions for free. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Okay, you've heard about the tax bill they're trying to push through Congress, right?
Well, listen up.
because your taxes could be going up.
You know that deduction for state and local taxes on your federal return?
They want to kill it, hitting Virginians with a new double tax.
Think that's bad? It gets worse. While the bill eliminates your state and local tax deduction, they're letting big corporations keep theirs.
You pay more, they pay less.
And how about this? New cuts to the home mortgage deduction.
That could cost homeowners thousands while driving down your property value.
But you don't have to take it. Call Congresswoman Comstock and Congressman Whitman now at 202-225-3121.
Or just Google U.S. Capitol for the phone number.
Tell them to vote no on the tax bill. Vote no on a scam that double taxes the middle class and explodes the deficit.
Call now, 202-225-3121. Americans Against Double Taxation paid for this message.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Okay, the House pressing ahead for a tax bill vote tomorrow, so we'll track all the progress of that as the House and the Senate work out the details.
And, you know, President Trump promised me a surprise, and he supposedly had a surprise from his trip. I want to know, is it a T-shirt? What are we getting?
Believe me, Mary, it's going to be huge.
My president went to Asia, and all I got was this T-shirt.
My favorite radio host.
Great T-shirts come from these trips. You know, they're famous presidential trip T-shirts all over the place. Usually made up by the news media, so I'd be interested in seeing what kind of T-shirts they made up for Trump trips versus Obama trips. It'd be an interesting sociological experiment. That and Roy Moore, Trump returns, all kinds of good stuff.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630.